High spirits. CBC Radio is looking at Canadians' relationship with alcohol this week. Here in BC, the statistics say we are drinking more and more. But where can we go if we just can't stop? One of the options is private rehab. In the first part of our look into the kinds of alcohol recovery available in BC, CBC producer Tiffany Chong takes us to Bowen Island, where she took a tour of the Orchard Recovery and Treatment Center.
I've got Kathy in the kitchen here making a beautiful fruit tray for the morning snack. And Kim is rolling out dough for, what are you making today, Kim?
Salmon, rice, and pastry with holiday sauce.
When I go on holiday, I miss the food here. My name's Lorinda Strang, and I'm the director at the Orchard Recovery Treatment Center on Bowen Island.
What's this room here?
This is one of what we call our small group room. Our clients are all right now in what we call the big group room, where they're having a lecture on step one. And step one is admitted you're powerless over alcohol and your life has become unmanageable. People have come from all over the world. We've had people from Tanzania, Africa, Australia, London, Saipan, everywhere.
Is there something special about the Orchard in terms of why it draws people from other countries?
Most of the people that have come from outside the Vancouver area have found us on the internet. They like our philosophy. They particularly like that we're a small treatment center with a maximum of 25 clients. It's more of a boutique feel here. One of the things that I found personally was with family members having to go to the United States for treatment, you have to, as a family member, fly to the United States. It's difficult to do. It's expensive. And the aftercare is not there. A lot of the treatment centers that offer similar accommodation, food, and what we offer in the United States would cost you double. The cost to come here for the 28-day programs is $12,700. So this is our garden area where when it's not raining out, it's very pleasant to be. We take a lot of care to make it look beautiful. We're trying to make it non-institutional. This is what we call our Serenity Bench. You lean back on it and you look up at the trees, and it was built by a local artist here on Bowen Island. And that is a memorial wall for, unfortunately, clients of ours that have passed away as the result of their addiction. The memorial bench is dedicated to my brother who died of a drug overdose when he was 25 years old. So personally, I've seen in my life success, and I've seen death stare me straight in the face. So we take it very seriously here. When my brother passed away, I didn't quit drinking. I drank harder to cope with it, and later I quit drinking. I have a history of alcoholism in my family, but I also have a history of people going into recovery as well. So I knew that there was a way out. This is the main living room in the residence building. We have a beautiful stone fireplace. They have some of their evening meetings here. They have a dining area in here where they have breakfast every morning. And then in the summer, when it's not raining out, we have a gorgeous swimming pool with a gazebo. And the view is looking out. When you're out at the pool, you just look out at the forest and the mountains. And it's peaceful. You don't see any other houses anywhere. You really feel protected and safe.
It's really beautiful here. It's kind of like an old English country cottage or something like that.
Yeah, it's really nice. The clients love it here. And at night, you can see all the games over there. We have to sometimes shut them down late at night because they're having a massive Scrabble championship or they're going crazy doing Trivial Pursuit. And they start getting loud and rambunctious. But, it's them having fun in a family setting and connecting with others without the use of drugs or alcohol. And on Saturday nights, that we have clients cook dinner, and they give their menu to the chef, and she orders in whatever it is that they want to get. It's quite extravagant sometimes. And then they set the table, and it's like having a nice dinner party without alcohol and drugs. So it's getting them ready to go out into the world. One of our elderly ladies said it was the first time she realized that she was laughing and having a good time without any alcohol. That dinner was a key turning point for her in realizing she could do it. She could actually have fun and live without alcohol.
How much harder is it for an alcoholic to stay clean after deciding to quit? Because alcohol is everywhere.
I think that for alcohol in particular, the elderly have a little bit harder time than the younger people. Even though they have to go out into the world, there's a lot of support for young people that in sobriety, there's even colleges opening up now with sober dorms and things like that. And it's about surrounding yourself with some people that are going to keep you safe and understand. And that's why the 12-step program is important. But alcoholics have a really good chance of recovery. The obsession lifts and the desire goes away and you lead a happy, productive, normal life. You know, you need to continue on with your work and continue with support lifelong. But the obsession does lift and the cravings go away faster than it does for some of the harder drugs like crack cocaine and crystal meth.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to show me around.
You're very welcome. It was my pleasure.
Lorinda Strang is the executive director of the Orchard Recovery and Treatment Center, and she was speaking to CBC producer Tiffany Chong. The Orchard is one option for people who want treatment for alcohol addiction in BC, but not everyone can afford to pay $12,000 for help. Tomorrow, as part of CBC's special series High Spirits, we find out what sort of treatment is available for free in this province and how long you have to wait to get it. And for more on the series, you can go to cbc.ca/highspirits.